And it is 4:30. You're tuned to KDNK Community Access Radio. And in lieu of Ask the Vet today, I'm Raleigh Burley, and I am so honored to have on the phone Andrea Stewart, the Executive Director for the Carbondale Chamber of Business. How are you, Andrea?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And, well, just to begin, could you tell us a little bit of what the Carbondale Chamber is doing to adapt to these strange times?
Yes. So we are still here. We're still here to support our businesses. Our office is virtually open, so I'm working remotely. Katie is holding down the fort in the physical office at the 3rd Street Center. However, the 3rd Street Center building is closed to the public out of concern. So she is there to answer the phone and emails. And I, of course, am working by email and phone as well. We've been using a lot of Zoom conferencing. I actually pulled in my patio stand-up or my patio bar table so I could use it as a stand-up desk in our office. And yeah, we're all in this together and just making the best of it.
I noticed you sent out a survey and you're asking businesses locally to speak a little to how they've been affected so far. And this was a valley-wide effort, so it was involving other local chambers. Could you speak a little bit about that collective effort?
Of course. So Aspen Chamber actually took the lead on this survey, so I give them the credit for pulling it together so quickly and then graciously allowed the Basalt, Carbondale, and Glenwood Chambers to be involved as well. It is out. It's on our Facebook page, and it's just such a great opportunity to get in, especially at the beginning of this time that we're in, to really measure and even just bring the questions, you know, surface to the businesses. So it's really asking, you know, what are businesses expecting? What, you know, are there any numbers that they're able to provide in regards to loss of revenue, just to really help us gauge economic loss, but also to show resiliency.
Mm-hmm. And so you anticipate this will perhaps be the first survey, but there will be subsequent surveys in the weeks to come and months to come to keep track with how things are adapting?
I do. I think that this is kind of the first of many, but it's just a great way for us to quickly collect a lot of data and a lot of information so we can utilize that down the road.
Mm-hmm. And so what have you seen so far with the Carbondale Chamber? How are your members responding?
You know, I'm so proud. It brings tears to my eyes just thinking about it. Everyone is stepping up and willing to help and, you know, doing what they can. And we've seen businesses, especially with the restaurant industry, quickly move to, you know, curbside pickup and online ordering, and then they can swing by. We've also seen a couple retail locations offer delivery service, which I think is really cool. So I know that Aloha and Independence Run and Hike are doing that. But just getting so creative, and I think it just puts another feather in our cap being a creative district. You know, here we are in this time of need, and everyone is really pulling up their bootstraps and getting really creative. And then some businesses that have come, you know, strictly to a halt, they're offering themselves as volunteers to, you know, do things and run errands for those that are homebound and go grocery shopping. And it just warms my heart. I feel like if we're in this, at least we are in Carbondale and in the Roaring Fork Valley and really united.
Yeah, I was observing, you know, a lot throughout this week how forward a lot of our community organizers are in assuring that nobody falls behind. There's a sense that we want all of our community whole, surviving through this together and intact and coming out stronger and more resilient on the other side of it. So I know that warms my heart.
Yeah, for sure. I saw something on Facebook, and I wish I would have written it down word for word, but I'll paraphrase, and it really was talking about how it was like, you know, all of those businesses that you hit up time and time again, whether it's for your club or your nonprofit or, you know, your church, and it was talking about how now it's time to give back to those businesses. They need us. So I was just thinking, you know, how we are always hitting up different entities, whether it's, you know, the liquor store or a restaurant for gift cards to donate to our nonprofits and our silent auctions and to our youth groups. And I thought, okay, now's the time to give back. And that's something that we can definitely do to show support for those businesses, whether it's, you know, the grab and go options or just to go in and purchase a gift certificate. You know, so you can, they can have the revenue now and then you can enjoy it once things calm down and we're back to, you know, back to what we were used to.
So are there any specific resources that you're aware of for businesses at this moment?
Sure. Yes. Yeah, so we're working very closely. All of our information is coming. You know, we're working closely with the town of Carbondale as well as Garfield County, as well as at the state level, their health department and the SBDC. And then from kind of the national level, the SBA and the CDC. So kind of providing the business information as well as the health information. And we're refunneling, you know, all of that goes back onto Carbondale.com or into our emails that we send out to chamber members. And we know that it's a lot. I'm getting inundated by email, but I just think it's so important that businesses, at least if they, you know, members can click on the links that we're sending out so you can familiarize yourself, even if it's just an update or to come back. But it is, you know, very exciting. Just this afternoon, the governor announced that the Colorado application for the federal disaster area destination has been approved. Therefore, there's a fund or a loan, I'm sorry, that people can apply for. So the application went live just as of a couple hours ago. So that will be going out. You'll see that through chamber email. I'm sure it's also on all of the news outlets. And it's a good first step.
You know, it's interesting. A lot of people are getting the sense that we have no choice but to slow down. And at the same time, I observe certain community assets needing to, in some ways, work harder than ever right now. And I sense that perhaps the same is true for you. Could you speak to your personal experience of adapting the chamber and what your day-to-day has been?
Yeah, for sure. So it's completely different. I, you know, have on an everyday, you know, kind of my everyday routine, I have the flexibility to be able to pick our first grader up from school, and then I work remotely in the afternoon for an hour or two. But now I'm working remotely constantly, sun up to sundown. I also, you know, we have a first grader and a one-year-old, so it's very exciting and very busy. But, you know, this is our time to shine as the, you know, chambers and leading our business community. But we do get, I find myself getting a little crazed. You know, I do find time to take a virtual yoga class throughout the day, which I think is helping and kind of grounding me. But I know, Raleigh, you and I were on a Zoom call yesterday, and I had my one-year-old strapped to my hip while we were on the call, so we're just really making the best of it. And my husband, you know, he also brought home his work computer, and it's not just the laptop, it's the full computer, so he can have his design software to continue to do work. And yeah, we're getting, you know, we're all in this for the long haul, and we just want to do what we can, so we're just making it up as we go. And I'm just so appreciative too that I have Katie at the office to really hold down the fort, and there's things that I'm not able to physically do by working remotely that she can get that going. But hopefully the business community, you know, that's pretty transparent and that we're still operating.
Yeah, and working very hard. Just a short reflection on the Zoom calls. I've found that it's kind of interesting how this new sense of intimacy has been introduced. You know, if we're working from home, then it's more casual. And on these conference calls, especially with video, we're suddenly seeing into one another's spaces. And I think seeing beyond our jobs or our titles and our roles and actually seeing each other for, you know, the humans that we are at home.
Yeah, that's so true. Just kind of puts that human element, and at the end of the day, we still are, you know, who we are. So it's so true that we miss the, you know, the actual physical presence, but at mm-hmm. least we can see them. And yeah, it kind of shines a light onto the human factor for sure.
And appreciating the nuances of one another's personal lives, I think, is coming through a lot.
I know. I've never really been so excited to go to a meeting in person, and now I can't. It's so weird how when you take that away, you know, I almost take that for granted that I go to so many meetings, and now looking back, I'm like, it's kind of nice to have that physical social interaction. But again, you know, we all have to do this for our community. So here we are. And thanks for, you know, entities such as yours that can still bring us together, even if we're not there in person.
You know, we have a lot of fun being the social glue, and we're pretty good at being disembodied. So I've really enjoyed a lot of the DJ shows in these last few weeks. There was a really fun one. I was delivering Sopra Sun newspapers last night, listening to Kill a Cath playing all songs about, you know, like there was Dancing by Myself, there was Don't Touch Me, there was a bunch that were all kind of on the topic, so a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think like Tom Hanks and his wife, they made a playlist of, they called it like Quarantunes, which was very creative, but yes, those are really good songs to to define the times for sure.
Well, for listeners just joining, I'm speaking with Andrea Stewart, who is the executive director of the Carbondale Chamber of Commerce. Andrea, how has communication been with other chambers of commerce throughout our state?
Yeah, so I'm very fortunate that we have such a great relationship with chambers throughout the state. So, you know, of course, very immediate, of course, we're great friends and coworkers with all of our chambers up and down the valley. We've actually been on a couple phone calls already this week to just talk about things that we're doing and ways we can pool resources. And then I was on a statewide call with, gosh, I think there were over 30 chambers throughout the state that kicked us off on Monday morning. And just really, you know, it's such a nice message to know that we are a trusted source for information and other chambers are going through the same thing no matter where they are throughout the state. And just, again, sharing ideas and ways that we can, you know, one of the leaders at a chamber on the Front Range, she mentioned some R&D and she's like, rip off and duplicate. And so if somebody's doing it and it's working, then by all means, please take it and run with it. And it's just so nice to know that we have these different networks. I've also been on a number of different tourism-related calls, talking about tourism in our, you know, local economy, but also in the state. And again, it's just nice to have those different resources and a different perspective. And it's huge. And so I also call on, you know, all of the listeners, if you have other entities that you wouldn't normally call upon, or it's more to check in and give positive updates, you know, unrelated to what we're going through, reach out to them and, you know, check on people and see how they're doing and also share ideas. They may have a tip that, you know, didn't quite cross your mind until now. So yeah, I just definitely like utilizing your resources and your network is huge.
Yeah. And you mentioned, you know, how for people who work in the nonprofit sector, it's time for us to give back. And in the Sopra Sun, there was a large page dedicated to businesses and how they've adapted and what their new hours might be or what their services are now. And so I encourage everyone to reach out to the Soper Sun as well as KDNK. We've adapted our calendar to be more of a bulletin board, serving as sort of community updates on opportunities, including volunteering opportunities, things that are needed, runners for providing errands to folks who can't leave home. And so encouraging those kinds of initiatives here throughout our community. We had one person today write about how she wants to organize a song every day that people would practice a little bit throughout their day, whether on an instrument or with their voice. And then at 6 p.m., everybody would be invited to join in that song wherever they live, but stand out on their porch or through their window and share a collective song of the day. So we'll see how that initiative comes together. But a lot of creative thinking, a lot of walking through this together. And it is incredible to me to see how effectively our communities do come together when it comes time.
It is. It's, you know, I think it really defines Carbondale. And, you know, I was at the grocery store the other day walking up and down the aisles, and everyone was just, of course, keeping their spatial distance, but they just had smiles on their face, and we're all in this, you know, together. And so I just remind people to thank people that are working because, you know, they're helping provide necessities to us. And if you do receive an email, I got an email today that was just so nice, and they said, you know, thank you so much for sharing this information. I appreciate you more now than ever. And it just, again, brought tears to my eyes. Like, it's so humbling and grounding, and yet we're so raw. And so I just, you know, please go out and have a smile on your face if, you know, you are interacting with different people and your spatial distancing practices, and thank them, whether it's in an email. It just makes our community so much stronger. And, you know, we rely a lot on the sales tax, and so anything we can do to support those businesses. And if you have resources and you want to help, feel free to reach out to me or to that business specifically. You know, we're working with some fellow other community leaders to really streamline some information to get it out to the business community. And that project was, we were all pulled together through the Carbondale Arts and Carbondale Creative District. And you know, it's just, I said the word resiliency a number of times, but I just think it really defines who we are and what we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll reflect that in speaking with local farmers and my volunteer work. There's a lot of thought being put into what plants are being planned and how we'll be getting starters out to people and seeds on time, with the possibility that the farmers markets might be postponed, figuring out what spaces can be created so that people can really get into their gardens. I mean, until this big winter storm, I think we were all really feeling the onset of spring, and I know a lot of people are anxious to start planting, and what better time?
Right. Yes. New growth, for sure.
Right. Well, Andrea, is there anything else that you would like to add while we're together?
Yeah, I would just say in closing, please send us, if you have business announcements, send those to chamber@carbondale.com. At the very least, please tag us on Facebook. It's at Carbondale Chamber of Commerce. At Carbondale Chamber of Commerce. And we will do our best to help spread it out. And again, I think the more that we can support each other and lift everyone up, you know, the better. So hang in there. As I mentioned in my email this morning, I said, you know, COVID-19 is temporary. We are Carbondale, and we'll overcome this. So thank you so much for having me.
We really appreciate your hard work and your reflections. And for me, especially that piece about really looking at one another, seeing one another, where we're at, and extending a smile. I think that it makes a lot of difference right now. And yeah, sending an email, even if you missed your chance in person, going that extra step and showing that you care for one another is going to make a big difference right now. So thank you so much, Andrea, and we'll look forward to speaking with you again and throughout this.
All right. Thank you. Stay well.